It's Monday, April 15th, A.D. 2019. Time to render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. For years, Pakistani Christians have raised their voices against increasingly frequent incidents of forced abductions, conversions, and marriages of Christian girls. Election after election, new governments have failed to provide any protective measures against these cruel practices, reports International Christian Concern. 8 teenage girls belonging to the Hindu community and 4 Christian minor girls were kidnapped, forcefully converted to Islam, and married off to Muslim men in just the first 3 months of 2019. In one case, the Christian family of one minor girl was shown a falsified marriage certificate which claimed that their daughter was 18, which is the legal age for someone to get married without parental consent in the Muslim-majority nation of Pakistan. Christian talk show host Michael Brown wrote, quote, "If there ever was a glaring instance of the pot calling the kettle black, it was when South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, a professing Christian and practicing homosexual, called President Trump a hypocritical Christian," end quote. In a new column for the Christian Post, Brown wrote, quote, "To be clear, I have no problem with someone questioning whether President Trump is a true Christian," end quote. Some do not believe the president has yet been converted. Others suggest that Trump is a recent convert, but is still spiritually a baby. Brown says, quote, "Ultimately, only God knows the state of Donald Trump's soul. What is utterly absurd, though, is for a man who professes to be a serious Christian, yet is pro-abortion and married, quote unquote, to his same-sex partner, to call out Trump's alleged hypocrisy," end quote. The talk show host notes that, quote, Buttigieg says that one of his favorite verses in the Bible is where Jesus says, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these, you did for me," Matthew 25, 31-46. Yet Buttigieg claims that when it comes to abortion, Jesus never mentioned the issue. So, for Buttigieg, whose platform is thoroughly to the left, innocent, helpless babies in the womb are not included in the least of these, yet illegal immigrants are. Second, as an out and proud gay man, Buttigieg must discard the entire testimony of Scripture, since every single reference to homosexual practice in the Bible is condemnatory, without a single positive homosex-affirming statement of any kind, end quote. Chuck Konzelman, writer and director of Unplanned, a film about Planned Parenthood abortion mill director turned pro-life advocate Abby Johnson, revealed last Wednesday during congressional testimony that 94 abortion mill workers have asked Johnson's nonprofit, and then there were none, for help leaving their jobs, reports the Christian Post. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed a bill last Thursday into law that would prohibit abortions for unborn babies that have a detectable heartbeat, which can be found as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy, reports the Christian Post. Janet Folger Porter, founder of Faith to Action, said, quote, "Like an SOS telegraph, the child in the womb is sending a signal we can no longer ignore. To deny it is to deny science. The heartbeat is the medical measurement of life. It's the reason you've never been to the funeral of someone with a heartbeat," end quote. Sadly, the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio denounced the new law, vowing that they would sue to stop the law from taking effect. Steve and Bridget Tennis and their 6 children live on their 158-acre Country Mill farm outside East Lansing, Michigan, selling apples, peaches, and blueberries at a farmer's market, reports the Washington Times. But because they refuse to allow homosexual weddings to occur on their property, 22 miles outside the city limits, the city will no longer allow them to sell the fruit of their labor, despite 7 successful years. The Tennis family takes to heart the counsel of Isaiah 25:1. "O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you." And finally, if a kid is hospitalized, it can be pretty miserable. But a Charlotte, North Carolina man invented something that can help children have some fun without even leaving their hospital bed. It helps them play games during their hospital stay, reports WCNC-TV. Kevin Gatlin, the mastermind behind Playtime Adventures, has figured out a way for the kids to smile and learn, all while they're staying in the hospital.
Our bed sheets are play therapy sheets.
He got the idea after visiting the young son of a friend of his in the hospital. Heartbroken by the idea of a child spending hours upon hours in a plain white room, he thought about how his wife had always played games on his son's bed in order to help him fall asleep.
On the way home, I was just thinking how that could be my wife and I in that situation, and what would we do to preoccupy our son? My wife used to utilize the bed with our son. They would play board games. They would do homework assignments. It was the biggest piece of furniture in the room. So, on the way home, the two ideals just came together.
Gatlin says it just makes his business that much more meaningful.
When you notice a child utilizing your product for what it's meant for, it's priceless. It warms my heart.
To date, Gatlin knows that his sheets are being used in 10 different hospitals across the country. Parents can also buy the interactive sheets for their own children at home through PlaytimeAdventures.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this tax day, Monday, April 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.